This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We find ourselves at an incredibly difficult time. It's been 2 months since the onslaught on Gaza began, and there is no reprieve. Of course, we have been trying our best, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing advocacy, sending emails, organizing meetings, attending protests, boycotting, trying to do whatever we can. Yet our political leaders are not even able to say the word ceasefire. Today there is news about the pulling away of major political donations because of this as well. Meanwhile, the humanitarian conditions in Gaza continue to go from horrible to disastrous. In fact, there are no words to describe the actual situation there. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the pain, hardship, and suffering of our brothers and sisters there. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase them in reward and sabr. Indeed, all of the innocent people living through this will have a great recompense one day. There is no doubt about that. But living through it now is incredibly difficult. At this point, my brothers and sisters, when nothing seems to be working, we must, of course, keep trying and not give up. That, perhaps, is also part of the test. Right? Do we give up thinking that, okay, well, nothing's happening, so then we'll just try to forget and move on? No. Of course, we must continue. We must continue doing whatever we can that is appropriate, that is permissible, with the belief that our job is to try our best and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who delivers result. But as we do this and as we say this, there are two things to take note of that I would like to highlight today. Firstly, this feeling of utter helplessness reminds us that it is not the actions, the means, the people that bring us relief or harm, but rather it is ultimately the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal tells us in multiple places in the Quran, for example, Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 17, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If Allah touches you with harm, none can undo it except Him. And if He touches you with a blessing, He is most capable of everything. Surah Yunus, ayah 107. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah touches you with harm, none can undo it except Him. And if He intends good for you, none can withhold His bounty. He grants it to whomsoever He wills of His servants, and He is the all-forgiving, most merciful. In Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلَ فَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِي اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. That consider then whatever you invoke besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed to ask them that whenever you invoke besides Allah, if it was Allah's will to harm me, could they undo that harm? Whatever it is that people are calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is that they're turning to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if it was Allah's will to harm me, could they, those things, undo that harm? Or if He subhanahu wa ta'ala willed mercy for me, could they withhold His mercy? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ حَسْبِي اللَّهِ, say, Allah is sufficient for me, in Him alone the faithful put their trust. Surah Fatir number 2, ayah number 2. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatever mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up for people, none can withhold it. And whatever He withholds, none but Him can release it, for He is the Almighty, All-Wise. And it appears in Sahih Ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he used to say in his dua very often, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'ta, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. O Allah, there is no withholder. There is no withholder of what You have bestowed, and there is no giver of what You have withheld. And no status of a person can be of use to him against You. See, my brothers and sisters, this reminds us that we must never take the means as a source or as the source of relief and betterment. We must never take the means as the source of relief and betterment. If we do so, we will be sorely disappointed at one point or another. Let there be no doubt. If we take the means as the source, as opposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one day we will be sorely disappointed, one day or another. So let us never take any means for granted. No tools, no tactics, no skills, no politicians, no political parties. If we turn to these as the source, then we will be disappointed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate source. All of these means will fail at some point. So only place your ultimate trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our hearts and our minds must be clear that any action we take is only a means, and the true source is Allah alone. So let us focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. The means are important and they should be considered. So it's not a dichotomy, right? It's not either one or the other. So yes, the means are important and they should be considered. And indeed, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And his companions. They did consider the means. They decided according to the means, according to the situation, right? But their trust and their belief was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the results. So this thought, this first thought that we take note of, should lead us to the second, which is, why is the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming? Question is, why is the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming? When we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without doubt, when we know that the nusrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without doubt, when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent unseen help and assistance in the past upon the believers. So none of these things we have any doubt about. The question is that why are we in this situation right now, and why is that relief not coming at this moment? There are a number of questions. Is it because of something that we have done? Have we done or are doing something wrong, specifically with regards to this issue, or perhaps more generally in our approach? Is it a consequence of a wrong that we, meaning the Ummah collectively, have done in the past? You know, conspiring with the West against the Uthmaniyya Khilafah comes to mind, perhaps. How do we correct that? Or is it due to the spiritual state of the ummah today? These are all questions. I don't have a definitive answer. But what is critical, my brothers and sisters, is that we reflect. What is critical is that we have introspection. All of these factors may be a part of Allah's decision. So therefore, there must be introspection by each individual, by each person, at their own level. And then we try to make things better. We try to reflect, we try to think, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, and then we try to do our part to make the situation better by addressing these possible root causes. As I quoted from the tafsir Ma'arif al-Quran a few weeks ago, if for some reason a falsely motivated power succeeds in getting a short-lived upper hand, the group motivated by the truth should not lose heart and come to think that from this point onwards, they are always doomed to nothing but defeat. So this should not be the result of something like this. However, instead of taking this negative attitude, they should rather go about finding out the causes of that defeat. And once they have discovered those, they should take corrective measures and eliminate all possibilities of repeating those mistakes. In the end, the group motivated by the truth shall emerge as the ultimate victor, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us out of this terrible situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the way to correct our ways and our mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in all that which pleases Him and brings His relief. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Let us take a quick break, inshallah, and we will continue.